You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome one, welcome all. Just a tremendous holiday weekend. Hope everybody enjoyed. I had a wonderful weekend, and I am just so ready to broadcast now because we're loaded. Rico with a couple of days off, and I am going to start with something that might get me in trouble. And it is simple. It might be too positive. It might be viewed as irrational. But remember something. For all the things I have said, and Lord knows I've said a lot in over 20 years of doing this, I take pride that I can back up the things I say. Now, that doesn't mean they're right, and it doesn't mean you have to agree with them, right? That's never on the menu. You never have to agree. This isn't the news. So this is just watching Tiger baseball this weekend against who has essentially been the kings of the Central for about a decade, right? Right after Kansas City got their World Series, it felt like Cleveland was back. I feel like something changed. I want to present this, and I have three things I took out of it. And one, we've already talked about it. You should be selling AL Central champion t-shirts at the team store. You should just dress Paws in it. If he can carry a sign that asks Livy Dunn out on a date, he can wear an AL Central Champs t-shirt. That's one, but that's not the bold take. There are two takes in here, and I want to start with the smaller one. The smaller one is this. How you beat Cleveland yesterday in the Skubal start, right? Like you have Casey Mize going out and looking dominant, like pre-injury Mize, is part of the reason why I'm not ready to say starting pitching's a need at the deadline. I've been consistent with that. I want to wait. If Casey Mize is going to do that, well now, ain't nobody trying to run out and go trade for, you know, Chris Bubich. But the Skubal game, you're down 1-0. You can't hit. Skubal does his level best, gives you 7 shutout. You go into the 9th inning, you're down 1-0, and you're staring down the barrel of Class A. Torque gets hit by a pitch. McKinstry comes in, steals second, advance on a ground out to third, wild pitch, game's tied. Now, if you want to call that luck or good fortune, I think luck plays a role in a lot of things, but you play good baseball, clean ball, the ability to have a guy on the roster who can steal second, good base running to get to third, wild pitch, we're going to capitalize, period. Cleveland makes all the mistakes that you don't. And you do what most teams don't do. You play clean. You go to extras. You lit up Cade Smith, who has arguably the best fastball in baseball. It's unhittable. You don't light up Cade Smith. You did. You put Cleveland to bed. But here's what I have come to. And we'll get to the Skubal All-Star thing a little later. I don't think guys got snubbed. Because reality is, and I promise you, this is all positive, so don't get in your feelings. This town's got a real softness to it lately. You don't have a lot of all-stars. You don't have a lot of star players. You don't have a lot of names. You are, in essence, the best comp I came up with locally is Michigan State football in the glory years of D'Antonio. You're a team. You got good players. You don't have great ones. But together, you're great. You do everything right. You win in the margins. For the Tigers, it's about stranding runners as a pitcher. It's about matchups. And it's about toughness and mental clarity to play clean every day, to go to the office and play right every inning, every at bat. And much like D'Antonio pulled the strings, AJ pulls the strings. And no, you can't run trick plays and ha-has and foo-foos. But the point I'm making is you as a team collectively are great. And no, I don't think anyone got snubbed. Now, somehow, somewhere, there's someone who's probably going to take what I just said as a slight. Mind you, MSU finished in the top 10 and won the Big Ten or played for it every year in a 5-6 year span. The point is, it's the highest compliment I can pay. Because you develop people, just like D'Antonio did. You fix people, just like MSU did. And you continually go into series against teams who have more payroll, more talent, more of more, and it doesn't matter. You show up and you beat them. And you do it routinely. So that's number two. Number three is this. And this is the bold proclamation that I think is going to get me in trouble. Because on surface, it will not make a lot of sense. It will sound almost like Rico's BOGO. It'll sound flippant. It'll sound a little bit fanboy-y. But I have to tell you what I thought. We know you're winning the Central this year. But I'd like to congratulate you on winning it in 2026 and 27. Yeah, that includes the year Scuba walks. And before you laugh, hear me out. That's all I ask. You have the best program in the AL Central. GM. Manager, scouting, talent development. You also have the highest payroll in the division. None of these other teams are going to spend, guys. Cleveland's payroll is an embarrassment. I think they're 23rd. Kansas City, they're never going to spend. Chicago, forget it. They can't win 60 games. And Minnesota's payroll has gone down each of the last 2 years. Why would I consider anything to be changing? You have the best farm system. You have the best manager. You play the best baseball. And yes, I'm going to admit I'm getting a little lazy at the last take. I just feel like it doesn't matter what you do, you're always going to find pitching. You're going to do what Cleveland's done to you for years. You will always find another pitcher. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Much like Cleveland went from the Cliff Lees of the world and the Sabathias of the world into the Carlos Carrascos of the world to the Danny Salazars to the, oh, hey, look, now we've got this guy, numbnuts who just blew out Bieber. And look, finding people, Cade Smith, Classe, here's Evan Gattis. Guys, you're doing the same thing. So I walked away from this weekend and I go, you know what? Why not just offer this up and see who's with me? Now, I've offered reasons. This division's garbage. You're not. You have better development. You've got a better farm system. I think you have better people running your organization. And you have a better product. And when I look at your team, the Riley Greens and the Parker Meadows and the keep going down the list. You have so many players under team control. You don't have to do much of anything. You don't even have to play close to this level of baseball. If you told me next year they'll only win 89 games, I'd still tell you they're winning the division. That's how little I think of it. Cleveland's putting out the worst lineup in the history of their franchise with no urgency, totally wasting J-Ram. Kansas City can't score in a whorehouse. Minnesota, every player they have dies. I mean, Buxton, out of bed, IL. Correa, had a painful fart, IL. Royce Lewis got hurt buying a car. How? The clipboard fell on his foot. Like, guys, I think you're winning the division the next 3 years. And it's essentially my stupid LeBron moment of not one, not two. I think you're winning the next 3 years. This year and the two next. And even when Scooble walks, I don't think it matters. I really don't. So is that crazy or is it something you can envision? And with the prior two things, listen, no bleep about the Cleveland thing. And I ask you to please set aside fandom. The comp to D'Antonio MSU glory years is the highest compliment I can offer. It's a system. It's a program. There's a unity to it. There's a togetherness. And you have lots of good players. I would argue you have one great player, and that's Tarik Skubal. I think Riley Green's a really good baseball player. Is Riley Green great? I don't know that I'm ready to say that. You know, Torkelson or whatever. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to pine for guys like Zach McKinstry to make an all-star team, but they play their role, and they do it really well. So am I out of my mind? Was I a little too relaxed this weekend? Was I a little bit too optimistic? But I felt like the sweep of Cleveland was what Cleveland did to you for so many years. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and win a 2-1 game. We're going to get out of every jam. We're going to steal a game in which our offense does nothing until extras where we light your best reliever on fire. Guys, we've experienced a lot of Cleveland losses. This one felt different. Felt like a little bit of a burial. Hatchet was singing in the background, little Ava Maria remix. Kenny collecting flowers around the casket. It just felt different. So, who's with me? Who's ready to hang three division titles? And I know we can't predict the future. I know it could go woefully sideways. But as I sit here today, I just feel like that's what I took out of the weekend. That there's more than just the weekend. There's a statement being made. And this is your division now. And I think it's justifiable for me to say these things. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Fine, you can make fun of me. Hell, I had two people call me an ethnic slur last week. It was a big week. I don't know what else to say. That's how I feel. 248-539-9797. David, Kenny, do you want a minute to think? Do you want to take a beat?
Yeah, I'll let you know what I think when we return.
David, how's your wife and my kids? That was an off-air joke. David didn't want to buy his kids a gift, so Uncle Mike's doing it because David is a selfish parent.
It wasn't that I did. Whatever.
It's fine. Did Uncle Mike step up or not?
Yes, you did,
thank you,
Mike.
Thank you. All I want is the award of coolest white guy. That's all I want. That's all I aspire to, okay? I'm trying. Well, I want to hear from both of you. And if you think I am off my rocker, if you think I've been overserved like Kenny at Drunky McFallovers or whatever it's called, listen, you can take me to task on it. But I need reasons. Don't just make fun of me and call me pizza box guy or whatever. You know, like, come on. Let's chill out on the ethnic slurs. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.